Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What is audio mastering, and do you really need to hire a professional to do it?
In this video, we're going to help you make an informed decision, so let's roll that intro.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic's B-Sides. Here on B-Sides, we focus on empowering musicians and all creatives to craft careers by arming you with the tools you need to make it in the entertainment industry. So if you're new here, consider subscribing.
We're your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists, and musicians.
And I'm singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Marcia Novelli from Canada. When I'm not releasing new music or doing this show, I'm producing records or making music videos. So if you'd like to work together, just get in touch and hit me up on one of my socials.
Before we jump into the episode, we just want to let you know that we are on Patreon and you can become a Bridger from as little as a dollar per episode. And your support will allow us to keep bringing you weekly videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
That's right. And before we dive in, I do want to let you know that we've got shirts available on our website. Just use the coupon code BTARocks to receive 20% off your order.
Today, we are going to be talking about audio mastering and whether it's something that you can do yourself or whether you need to hire a mastering engineer.
Yeah, for those of you who don't really know what audio mastering is, the purpose is to balance sonic elements of the mix and optimize playback across all platforms against all other songs, not only on the album being mastered, but also other artists' songs as well. So basically, when you listen to, you know, a song by one band that you love and your song is played next to them, it doesn't sound too quiet or too weird. Basically, it holds up against all the other material that's put out there. Traditionally, mastering is done using tools like equalization, compression, limiting, and stereo enhancement, all that fun stuff.
It's obviously an important part of the process. So the question is whether you should do it yourself using an online service, for example, or if you should hire someone to do that for you.
I mean, some of the pros of doing it yourself, of course, after you've actually educated yourself in the matter and learning how to do it a bit, one of the main pros would obviously be it's a lot more financially viable, you know, to do that and preferable. And it can be done on your own time schedule, of course.
Yeah, but as with a lot of do-it-yourself things, the biggest con is that the results are probably not going to be as good as actually hiring the professional to do it. So it's all about kind of weighing up the pros and the cons and seeing what is going to be, you know, what's going to give you the best outcome for that particular project.
I'm a big do-it-yourself guy. I mean, I spent a lot of time learning how to do a lot of the things that I do in music and in film. And I mean, I wouldn't recommend it for everybody. I would recommend everyone kind of learns the basics of everything, because then I think, you know, you have an appreciation for it and so on and so forth. And you also, I think you also learn what you do actually like to do and what you can delegate, you know, out to other people. But, you know, I think I had to learn along the way that even though I might learn the basics of things, you know, there are people out there that specialize in these things. And I would say that when it comes to audio production, I would say that whether you are working with a reputable producer or you're recording, you know, respectfully by yourself in your basement, but, you know, you kind of get a grasp of audio production. You kind of, you know, if maybe you're doing an acoustic EP or something, you know, I would almost always recommend you do hire a professional mastering engineer, just because even if, I mean, garbage in is garbage out, really, but even if it's not the best quality what you're working for, a mastering engineer can come in and save it, although what they should be doing is taking a great quality product that you've, you know, worked with a great producer and great engineer and make it that much better, you know? So that's the one thing I wouldn't say to hold back on is a mastering engineer. However, you don't always have the budget for that or a budget at all. You know, maybe you literally are just making music for yourself in your basement or for a small group of people, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. You know, everyone's situation is different, but that's why we're here. You know, because there's a few ways to look at this. You know, as with most things, there isn't a really right or wrong answer. You know, but with this, it probably depends on what the material is, you know. There are a lot of online services which will master your tracks for you, such as Lander. But they should be used with caution, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to dive into that into a bit more detail shortly. As I know that you, Marcel, you've used a couple of these services and you've got some thoughts on them and, you know, when it's good to use them and when they should be avoided based on like your own personal experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's definitely a place for them. You know, and for the people who don't know, I mean, just a quick idea of what this is, like Lander is one example of it. There's a few other ones that have come out recently as well. It's the idea of it's a drop-in master. So you literally just take your audio track, you drop it into this web browser, and through algorithms, and it basically just masters your track. Now, there's no real person listening to it. You're not sending it off and someone's listening to it. And it's really important to know the distinction between that, because a real person listening something will be able to know what they're doing and adjust things accordingly, because, one, it's not a one-size-fits-all, you know? I might want my stuff to... Okay, I'll give you an example. You know, I do acoustic covers of some of my favorite songs, and I put them up on YouTube. And I like them to sound really, you know, ballsy, I guess. I like them to, even though an acoustic song, there's acoustic piano and some strings on it, I like it to sound really loud and big and epic, you know what I mean? And really smashed. I really like that sound. Some artists really like that soft sound, you know, a lot of dynamics. I like dynamics, but I like things a bit more squashed, right? Now, with Lander, yeah, you can have different settings, low, medium, high, but I'm just saying there are specifics that you can actually mention to a mastering engineer, and they can make adjustments accordingly, right? And I mean, you can't duplicate the human ear. You just absolutely can't do that. But having said that, I think that it has a place for, like I said, for covers. Something that my expectation of it is not nearly as high as my own original material, right? I'd also say that for demos, like I'm on Patreon, and every month I share a never-before-heard acoustic demo with my fans that I really don't want it out there in the world for everyone, but, you know, I share it with my patrons. You know, before I do share that demo, I do run it through Lander. You know, it gives it a boost, it gives it that volume and that equalization and everything, and I'm happy with that. It's a demo. It's not a professional production that I'm putting out as a track on my album. You know what I mean? So there's a differentiation there. I would never, ever, ever use an online service for a proper recording of an original song that I'm sharing either on an EP or an album. I just wouldn't. I would only use a proper mastering engineer for that. But for a cover or a demo, why not? You know, less expectation, and also the recording itself isn't as near high quality as it is when I'm working with a professional producer. So, you know, that's my justification for using it and when I would use it. For me, small, little, tiny things.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. So you're using it for the low budget kind of recordings. You're not spending thousands of dollars in a studio and then using a free service to master it.
No.
Because really, you know, that's kind of selling yourself short, I think.
Absolutely. And selling your listener short.
Yeah, absolutely. See, I think it's important to know that, you know, we do think that there is a place for these types of services. We're not writing them off completely.
At all.
You know, especially when there's a budget concern, but they're not a substitute for a human ear or human skill or experience.
By a long shot, yeah. But we want to know what you think. You know, have you ever used Lander or any of these online mastering services before? Because we'd love to hear from your experiences and whether or not you would recommend it to anyone. So leave us a comment and tell us what you think.
Yeah, and that is it for this week's B-Sides. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget to visit our website and pick out one of these shirts while you're there.
Absolutely. And as for me, I'm working on a new solo album, and you can check out my music on Spotify, iTunes, and just about everywhere you like to stream or download music. And like I mentioned, if you want to hear some of these covers I'm talking about where I actually do use Lander to master them, you can go check that out on YouTube. Make sure to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which are all my name, Marcio Novelli.
And I am working on websites for various artists at the moment. You can check out my work at electrickiwi.co.uk. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi, and on Facebook, Electric Kiwi Design.
This episode was brought to you by Social Surge. All links are in the description, so please check them out because they do rot Ross.
They keep the show alive.
They sure do.
And if you would like to sponsor the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic. We have recently updated our rewards, which now include sponsorship at the start of our interviews, an opportunity for you to co-host an episode of Bridge the Atlantic, and of course, gain access to our new Encore series. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube and iTunes so you don't miss any episodes. leave us a comment and let us know what you think of this show.
Yeah, I just want to echo that. Make sure you go visit us on Patreon, because we do have an exclusive show on there for the first time ever, just for our patrons. And we're doing some fun stuff on there. So you will be directly responsible for helping us to continue making Bridge the Atlantic. Anyways, that's it for B-Sides. We will be back next week.
But until then, see you guys there.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.